Don't mind us, guys. But for some reason, we just got shut down. I don't know what happened.
You know what you're doing, Internet. It's not going to work.
Anyways, once again, thank you once again for tuning in to the Tune In Podcast this week, Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. I know we're just a little bit late. But anyways, tonight, we have a great episode to for you guys. Well, I know tax season is around the corner.
Again.
You know, and not only that, Christmas is around the corner also.
Didn't we just do those like last year?
I know, right? We're going to have to do it again.
We're going to do it again?
We got to do it again. But anyways, guys, today on the podcast, we have some our next door neighbors on this beautiful studio of ours. We have some next door neighbors that do wonders next door. And I'm going to let them tell you everything they do. They do their magic. You can call them pixie fairies because they make dreams come true. They do everything in the party.
All right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no. Yeah.
And if that's Peter Pan right there. Yeah. Anyways.
And you're Wendy.
Yeah, I'll take it.
That's what I heard.
Whatever you say, buddy.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, let us introduce All-in-One Tax and Permits LLC to the podcast.
Woo! Welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. Guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
yes.
Anytime.
First off, I want to say thank you for coming. I know we usually get here late. You guys are already gone by the time we do our shows. But I did reach out to you guys and say, hey, I would love to have you on the podcast so you could talk a little bit about now that tax season's fresh. Right around the corner.
Yes.
The facial expressions yes. And everything there. But, you know, it's right around the corner. And I know you get people coming in rushing early. And then you get a long line when it's super late.
Now, so. I know what everyone was thinking. But, ooh, the government is shut down. Yes, it is, but not the taxes.
Not the taxes. Taxes never shut taxes. Down, baby.
They don't taxes never. They never stop.
Tax man, never. The tax man does not rest, my no. friend.
And these ladies do not rest either. No, apparently,
all power to you guys.
Working hard all year.
Yes,
yeah. We can hear you through the wall sometimes.
Oh God!
I already told you.
That's not good.
We don't have your car burning right now. No.
Oi, oi! Calculator's flying right now.
I think somebody went out the window. But no, tell us a little bit about your business, how it got started, you know, and then, you know.
Just tell us about yourself.
Yeah, tell us about yourself. Go ahead. Tell you guys.
I'm Anna.
This is Susie.
I'm Susana, but short for Susie.
Susie.
We're missing one.
We're missing our other sister.
Oh, don't worry. She will be put on notice when she walks in.
Really?
Yes. She was actually the founder, the beginner. That's why she's not here because she's. Boss, right?
So, explains a lot.
She'll trickle in here in a bit. Over 20 years experience doing taxes, and it all started just, you know, I guess doing our family taxes. And then, you know, well, can you help me out here? I kind of said I had been in the trucking industry for a long time.
Yeah,
and well,
mm-hmm, yeah.
Guess who starts asking for help? Truck drivers. Truckers. Do you know who can help me? And, mm-hmm. That's kind of how we did it. You know, one person brought another and another, and then we decided, hey, it's time to expand. It's time to move out of our home office and expand. And and we did. We had a small office in Alamo, and we didn't fit there anymore. So we relocated here and met you guys.
Yeah.
A pleasure. Yeah. And then here we are. Yeah. Taxes all year round. Some people are not aware, and we are still filing taxes for previous years, and getting ready for the new year as well. So
right, exactly.
Yeah, a lot of people think that the cutoff is April 16th, right? April 15th, but uh-huh. No, you could file your taxes all year long.
Okay,
you just have to get an extension,
right?
File the extension, and then you could do it. You know, even the following year,
right?
We have people that are like, I didn't do my taxes for 3 years already, and I'm like.
Yeah, we've had people walk in and say,
don't worry, we'll do it.
I don't remember when the last time I filed was. And so we like hard cases. Bring it on. Yeah. You know, we like the challenge. Yes.
How long? Like 7 years? Woof.
Yeah, we've had people like 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to file the last 6 years.
Right.
But yes, we've had people come in and say, well, I want to file this year, but. I haven't done them in a long time, so
right.
We got to start, you know, get
exactly.
backtracking. Yes,
yeah,
and it's crazy how we're like, what? How I have How have you not filed?
Right.
A lot of people, because they owe and they're like, oh, we don't want to file.
Right. Just put it on the credit score. Staple it on there. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
So this actually started with our other sister that's coming. She started doing taxes when she was 18 years old.
Oh, wow.
And she said because she went to do, you know, she worked at, you know, fast food places. She didn't make a lot of money.
Right.
So she went to a place and I think they were getting her back like $300 around there. And then they were charging her $150. And she was like, oh, hell no. She's like, I'm going to learn how to do my own taxes.
Right.
And then she started doing like all her families. Mm-hmm. And then she had people. Friends like her daughter's friends and then their families and then she had so much work that she was like, oh, she taught me how to start doing it.
Right.
And then so she'd be like, go with my sister.
Right.
And then like then we taught her how to do it, and then it's just like doing it from home. You have like all these random people coming, so it's kind of like, okay, we need an actual location, you know.
Right, we don't have
people that we don't know, and
right. I mean,
there's a lot of crazies out there. I'm right here.
Yeah. It takes you know what?
Number 22 right here. No. So as far as I know, you guys do taxes, but you use an all-in-one.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not just taxes, but you do permits also. I also read on there that you also help with you can help people get their residency.
Yes.
Also?
Correct.
Oh.
Let me just clarify, we're not attorneys, we're not lawyers. We walk you through the process. You know, I've done it. I helped other people fill out paperwork, applications, and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's a long, tedious process that you can do on your own if you have the patience to.
Right.
But most people hire a lawyer. They, you know, and they're not aware that you don't need a lawyer to fill out applications and submit them yourselves. Some are not fortunate enough to be able to afford one. So what we do is come on in, you know, bring the documents. We know what's needed. We fill out the paperwork. Mm-hmm. We mail it out. We walk you through the process. And, you know, if it helps somebody save a little money and get their documents in order, well, you know, we're here to help.
Right.
We've helped with
what's the code for the door?
2685.
Okay.
She's outside.
She's locked outside.
Oh, good. You were out there.
She's like, what's the code to get in?
Let's bleep that out.
Let's bleep the code out.
That's
not the code.
Rewind it. Let's do it again.
Zero.
What's a bathroom code?
We have a code for the bathroom.
Airtight security. Don't give that out. Right.
That's so sacred information.
I got sidetracked.
Permits, as far as for residencies, renewals of paperwork, we do. You want to get an LLC, your EIN, we help you with that, which is all in one. We've had all kinds of requests. Help me get medical insurance. And, you know, we walk you through how to fill out an application, translations
of
documents, title transfers. Mm-hmm. Just we've done it. You know, you have something come on in and we'll more than likely have done it before and we'll just kind of help you out.
Right. I know. Yes. I know. We've chatted about that, about dipping into the LLC thing, and then knowing that our neighbors can help us out. That's even better. You know?
Because as I mentioned before, earlier before we started the show, apparently having an opinion entitles you to be sued.
Defamation, people.
Defamation. Sexual harassment. Everything.
What? No, not that.
Not that.
Oh, that's it.
What's wrong with you?
That's a different show.
It's a different show.
Yes.
Here comes the hate letters.
The dark code is
2347. Anyways, I know also, as far as the permits, y'all handle car, was it documents also?
Documents, yes.
How would anybody go about that? I have a buddy of mine who owns a vehicle, you know, but he lost.
Lost the paperwork.
Paperwork, the title, all that. Mama Jamma. He did buy it. He bought it. You know, he says, yeah, I have the receipts, but I just don't have the damn
title.
Can you just go to the DMV?
Come on in. We help you fill out the paperwork that you need to take with you.
Okay.
Need to take with you.
At the DMV.
We've had people come in with I bought it, but they signed the title on the wrong line, and now it shows like it's not mine; it belongs to somebody else.
Right, right.
There's certain applications you got to fill out, and some bonds you need to obtain, and then you go to the DMV, and they get it.
Like, we won't do it for you, but we'll guide you or what you need.
Right.
We've done both. If they signed, if they sign an affidavit where I have permission to process their paperwork, they give me the right copy of their driver's license, I've gone myself. Yeah.
Right.
So it just depends. If you want us to guide you, we can guide you. If you want us to do it for you, we can do it for you.
And how many years has this company been going very strong?
Well, the LLC we just obtained.
Okay.
Yes, a year ago. The business itself, 20 years.
Wow.
Yes.
And all this from helping traileros get their shit together.
Pretty much, right?
Wow.
I have a owner-operator, a truck driver that says, well, I want to break off. Can you help me get an LLC? Sure. And, you know, help you out. And then we decided, well, why don't we make it a legitimate business? You know, we're already hoping
to help out all these people.
Yeah.
Might as well charge them.
Let's make money out of it. Yes.
Yeah, look, it's very easy to get, you know, caught up in. Because it's like you said, for the people that don't file their taxes for so many years, you can get in your own head real quick.
It's happening.
There's your mic. Grab your mic and just clip it to your shirt.
Yeah. Your mic going there. Have a seat right there. There we go. Now we got let's put it on the spot.
We introduced you.
Now we demand you sing Vinny Vanilli.
You,
maybe I'm going to miss you. Now, you know what? Make it Blame It on the Ring.
Blame It on the Ring.
And don't worry about it. You can lip sync it. But anyway.
I know it. She does know it.
I believe
that was from our time, right? Oh, from
your
time?
Yeah. Perfect. No.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Hey, there's your camera.
You owe us 11 minutes and 53 seconds back at the end when they leave. Now
oh, no. I was locked downstairs.
Sure. I know. It was like, we almost set the code
But yeah, so all three of y'all doing the business. Y'all are, you say you guys are all sisters.
We're all sisters.
Yes. Introduce yourself.
Yes, introduce yourself.
My name's Erica.
Okay.
She is the middle.
Erica Plasencia, yes.
Okay.
And as the oldest,
and then the middle, and then Susan.
We have another sister, but
there you go.
She didn't want to join her adventure. She's like, nah, I know you girls.
Too much drama.
Too much drama.
I've met you girls. People before.
She's out there making like 6,000 moms right now.
Oh, my goodness. Homecoming around the corner. Yeah. That's right.
We also have our sister who does all these arts and crafts.
Really?
Yeah, she does a bunch of like.
She sings
in a band.
Oh, she sings in a band.
Really? What?
She sings on Thursdays at El Callejón de los Milagros in McAllen.
Wow.
Now we're
we're actually talking to very, very successful and very a new entrepreneur.
She actually sings in a band called Decada, and they came out in a podcast not that long ago. I don't have no idea who it was.
Really?
What podcast it was, but I saw her. Like,
it wasn't ours.
It wasn't ours.
Well,
wasn't important.
We're going to have to get him here.
Stop the show. We need
When can we talk about the LLC now?
Let's talk about the LLC now.
No, that's awesome, man. I mean, to have, you know, not only your personal lives, but always your outside, what you're doing, you know, your business and what you like to do. You know, I always admired anybody that can work and then separate everything else and do what they like to do.
And also do what they love, you know.
To do, you know what I mean? That's what's the awesome part about it.
It's taxes. Who loves them, right? But it's an addiction. It's what,
I've never been able to read not even like 1/4 of a book ever. Like, I have like ADHD.
But you love numbers.
But I'll read, like, when I started doing taxes was with a book, like, that you'd get in the mail, and I read it all, and all the tax laws, and I did my own income tax, and I was like 19 years old. But, like, that's the only thing I could read, numbers. Like, anything with numbers and stuff I could read, but I've never been able to read, like, a paragraph, and then I start daydreaming, thinking about what I'm going to buy at HEB.
But taxes?
Let me know when you go to Vegas. I'm saying it with $20 on red. She's a numbers lady.
Yeah.
She's a numbers lady.
To gamble.
We went to Vegas once, and But we were just, we drove. Oh. We went through all the West Coast. And we were going to go to Disney. Mm-hmm. And we stopped in Vegas, and I was like,
true, that's the key word. We were.
I went. Go to Disney. My body went. My spirit stayed in Vegas.
Yes.
I was out till 7 in the morning, and we were going to leave at 8 to Disney.
Work.
She was
at the hotel with all the kids, and I'm like, where's this girl at? Like, I fell asleep, woke up, this girl's brilliant. Back from the...
But I'm not a gambler. But I had 40 bucks and my debit card. And I was like, I guess we'll, you know, go to Vegas. It was my first time there. And I stayed there till 7 in the morning, but I made enough money with my $40 and I paid everybody's ticket. Disney. I was like, she said, where the hell have you been? We're going to leave in 1 hour. And I slept the 4 hours from Vegas to California, and that was it.
Did you go like this? Hey.
Yeah.
Look, I'm paying for your ticket.
It's covered, girl. Don't worry about it.
No, but then Disney night was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Really?
For me, it was.
Because she was all like, woo, zombie.
Please tell me you weren't driving.
No.
It was another serial killer that we didn't know about.
The car said cruise control, so I just said, go. Jesus, take the wheel. Go ahead. Get me there. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, self-driving cars.
So your business hours, as far as your company next door, the all-in-one, what is it like? Is it Monday through Friday from what hours to what hours?
We're here Monday through Friday from 8-ish.
8-ish?
Okay. 8 to
5-ish?
End of day. So end of day. So if we have no appointments, right. We'll be back 5. If we have somebody that says I can be there at 6, 7,
right.
We'll schedule an appointment. We'll be here at 6, 7 p.m. Yeah. Saturday, same thing, 8 to 12, unless you say, I can't be there till Saturday at 4 or Sunday at 10. Mm-hmm. We will make the time and come meet with you and go over what needs to get done. And
yeah, right now it's just like from 8 to 5 because it's a little bit slow. But mm-hmm. once it starts picking up, because tax season's
usually
around the corner,
I've noticed, we're going to be. I'm going to be honest, I do my taxes through another company, but I've noticed.
What?
Well, that's going to change.
Don't do it. I tried to tell
them. No, I've been doing my taxes for about at least 16, 17 years already with the company already. But I've always noticed right around November, early December, mm-hmm. everybody's looking for that early tax break.
Yes.
They go, the gifts for Christmas, the New Year's party you got to put together.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all that stuff. And then after that, you got to turn your W-2, whatever issued a form you have to turn in. And then you got to sit down and wait until the rest of it comes in, because you're in the dumps at that point.
At that point, yes.
The bank's like, you know, but put something in there. But do you do the early tax thing also?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
You can talk here for
me. Go ahead.
She's like, well,
we have, this coming year, we're going to offer refund advances up to $7,500.
Wow.
Okay. Loans also and everything. And
okay.
We'll know right away if you qualify. If it's our existing customers, though, like automatically.
Right,
qualify.
Right. Uh-huh. And and when does this start? What day? This is like let the audience know what exactly the day.
January 2nd.
For
early filers.
Yeah. All right.
IRS did away with checks this year. So as of, was it September this year, they're no longer printing or mailing out checks.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a check, you need to look, or a bank account, sorry, you need to look for somebody that will either get you a card or a bank account.
Right.
Because the IRS will no longer be mailing out checks.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to offer, you don't have a bank account, it gets sent to us, we cut you a check, or we give you a prepaid card. That works like a debit card, and then you can utilize. That's where you can receive your refund.
That's the best way to do it. I mean,
it's definitely more secure.
Yeah, it's way more secure.
And it's faster.
Yeah,
it's a lot faster. Yeah, so. Yes, usually those prepaid cards receive the money 24, 48 hours in advance. So, yes.
Especially those government checks. Those,
Those
just slide right in real quick.
Yes.
But what are the changes to the tax code can people look forward to this coming year? Because I know that there have been many changes.
Right now we're still actually waiting.
Or are they doing this on the fly?
In 2021, when they passed a big, gigantic break for COVID,
Yeah.
A lot of people missed it because they filed January and this didn't, you know, come until mid-February. Mm-hmm. So everybody who filed it missed a whole bunch of, like, you could get up to $40,000 back from the IRS if you were self-employed, if you, you know, had your own, like, lawn care business and, you know, because of COVID and, you know, you couldn't work, you couldn't, you didn't qualify for unemployment. Well, that year you qualified for unemployment, you know, for a lot of money back. Not because usually the IRS will give you like a tax cut, which if you made a lot of money, it's going to help you, you know, bring that down, the numbers down, so you don't pay that much back. But in that tax year, it was, there were credits. It was like actual money. Oh, you know,
giving back to
you. Giving back to you. Like, here's another $10,000 and here's this. So, you know, we usually wait, you know, till the end of the year to see what, right now the government shut down. So,
right.
You know, right. We have to wait, see what, what's their plan.
Like we said before, the tax man doesn't take a day off.
Yeah, I mean, they don't continue to take your taxes. They're just not going to do your refund right now.
Yeah, yes. I hear you.
Yes.
Well, hopefully that gets cleared up pretty soon, man, because, you know, December is right around the corner, and oh, gosh.
Well, we know how efficient the government is with these things, so I'm sure any second now they'll be coming back with a...
Is this on? All right, really. No kidding. So, quick question. And as far as people coming in with their tax paper, I mean, the tax forms and everything, is for some odd reason... They get fired from a job and, you know, can they bring their last pay stub, check pay stub?
What's the reason that they got fired?
Well, I'm just asking.
First, we need to know the details. Are you asking for a friend?
Or? I'm fine, ladies and gentlemen. I'm totally fine.
Did he do that thing
until this
show
takes off? Then we'll talk about you getting fired. No, but I mean,
what's the door code?
We can get you unemployment.
Well, let's hope so.
Work with them, dude.
Right? Oh, by the way, I got Brian Davis online saying, yo, have a great show. Yes, sir, Brian, you too, buddy. Have a great afternoon. Brian is from the Average Boys, man. The Average Boys podcast is a great podcast, by the way.
They're awesome.
Like, I know there's some people that, you know, they lose their job and they're waiting for
where they move.
Yeah, exactly.
And then all their mail gets sent. So
yeah,
the IRS actually has this great tool. It's called ID Me. Yes.
Okay.
Register yourself in there. They're going to, you know, have you identify yourself, your name, social, upload your ID. Then it sends you a link, sends your face, but you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And with that tool, we could see everything, everywhere you worked, all the wages, if you have a 1099-G because you're out there gambling or you're on unemployment and you forgot about it, because that happens to a lot of our customers. They forget, I already got my refund and I got this other W-2 and it was at my aunt's house. And
right.
So now I have, I think, every single one of our customers with enrolled with ID Me. You could use it for Social Security. So once you register with the same username and password, ID Me, you go into Social Security, unemployment. So you're basically identified already with the government. So from there, we could pull out your W-2. So I have people that will come and be like, I haven't filed my taxes in the last 5 years, but I don't even remember where I worked. So, well, you know, we create this account for them. We log in and we pull out all the information for all the years with their Social Security numbers. Right. And then that's how we find, like, if they have identity theft, everything.
Right.
And now see everything.
Child support.
Online.
Right.
Child support.
It shows. Not in my league.
I don't know what you've heard.
You want to tell somebody you lost a leg?
Sorry.
Let's not talk about that. Let's keep that on the.
Yeah.
Let's keep that way on left field.
Let's just keep with the yes, please.
Let's continue with the text.
Right. So as far as that, so there is something that you can go on there and into all the information.
People are not tech savvy.
Yes.
And they can come in and we can actually walk you through it. You know?
Okay.
All you need is your driver's license and your cell phone.
And your cell phone.
And that's it. You know?
Yeah, because it asks you to take a selfie and it like scans your face.
And matches it with your ID.
It matches with your ID.
Okay.
Biometrics, you know, same way you open and you unlock your phone, the same way they identify you. Make sure your driver's license matches your face and it's you.
Right.
And not somebody else trying to
access your data and your information. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah. And that's then every time you file your taxes, it comes there. The previous years, you go in there and it could see all the years that you have.
You can
filed.
See your history.
Because if you're like, I don't remember when the last time I filed, well, we go in there where it shows us what years you haven't filed and which ones you have. So that's a good tool.
If you owe money, it shows.
Oh, yeah. It also shows if you owe money.
I think I have a blur button here. Blur myself out.
The virus, and then we're like, the virus disconnected.
This sounds like something that would help, like a lot of people, the older people who don't aren't really tax savvy. You know, to keep their paperwork in line, because that is where it can. I know, you know, when I was helping my parents out. That was always the biggest thing. We could never find the right paperwork, you know, where they put it away or, you know, what was needed.
Right.
So we were just there for hours just looking through an entire mountain of paperwork just to find these one forms.
Right.
This would have been a great help.
Yeah. Well, they also do bookkeeping.
Yes. We do bookkeeping. So if you need help keeping your paperwork in order, come see us. Yes.
You scan the documents.
And my show with boxes that are here. There you go.
It's happened.
Now what?
receipts.
But I mean, that's awesome because the fact that you just said, because there's a lot of older people that have their favorite accountant that does it for them. Yeah. Eventually, just saying, accountants eventually retire at one point.
Because I believe it. I've seen it. Like the viejitos, they come with their box of HEB receipts for some reason.
Right.
You know, like,
here,
these are part of my taxes.
But,
no, it's not.
Como fregar, compré los huevos aquí, hombre.
Later. Later.
Don't worry about that receipt.
Don't worry about that.
That was Easter. Yeah, so that's good to know. I mean, like I said before, I mean, the elderly people, sometimes, you know, like I said, they have that accountant that they have for so many years. And so they say, you know what, I'm going to retire. I'm going to stop doing it for a while. I'm done.
Yeah.
And then they're like, in limbo, like, now what do I do? Okay. Do I have to go to these big city slicker companies to help me out, or can I find a mom and pop place that can help me out?
They're going to go to the first Walmart that they find, and they're going to do the, where, you know, where they set up a little tax.
Yes.
That is not a good idea at all.
Yeah.
No.
I hear
they
you.
Don't really help you as far as, like, if you have expenses and all that. Like,
right.
They don't know that you could do long forms. They just do, like, the basic, right?
Yeah.
Right. And that's it.
They take a 30-day course, learn the little type this in here.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
It. Yeah, they do the quick course.
And yeah, fill in the blank and that's it.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Because we did it.
That does? Yes, sir, you're getting your $400. Thank you.
All right. All right. All
right. Let's go.
Yeah, no, I learned that the hard way. Why I'm in my particular tax situation, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Off camera.
Well, you'll be here tomorrow. Come see us.
Yeah.
Oh God.
What once was we're I offline.
Yeah. Make sure we're off camera. Not passing out codes. No, but
3383.
3383. So, as far as taxes itself, I had a question for it also, since, you know, like I said, we had talked about before trying to jump into the LLC program. Now, as far as if
we have opinions,
if say for instance we were to do that, one of us is working, there's a two separate form for that, because I know where I work, I have to fill out, you know, where I work and then take care of the W-2, and then would this be a separate form as far as somebody opening up an LLC? How would that work?
Yes, you become a business owner. So you have to, it's a different license that you're obtaining.
Okay.
So you can be an employee somewhere and still have your own business.
Okay. Yeah. And is there any efficiency where they combine both, or is it something that's totally separate?
No, you combine them. Like when you file your taxes, we put your
All together.
It's just you, because it's under your social security.
Oh, yes.
Because so it's what he's paying.
So you would file like a W-2 for where you work, right? That they gave you, and then a Schedule C
for your self-employed
business. Okay. But you're a company, like.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
and then if you become a millionaire, you could also just do the taxes of your
hire all of your own as our accountant.
No. If I'm going to do that, I want to make sure that they're crooked as hell.
I want you cutting corners, and give charity, even though we don't give charity.
Bank accounts in the Cayman Islands.
I want to be that 1%.
I want to be that elite 1%.
Oh, God.
I am broke as fuck, but I live on a yacht.
And here come the defamation letters as we speak.
This is why we need an LLC.
This is what LLC. Yes. Right there, ladies. I got to say thank you to our sponsor here, to our show, man. Let me go ahead and jump over here real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I want to say a big shout out to, of course, the one that's been with us for the longest while right now. And those constructions, guys, give these guys a call. They do residential, commercial, renovations, rebuilds, everything they got. And they also have a concrete company, which we'll be releasing that in a couple of weeks because I know they're going to sponsor us with that one also. So that should be a pretty good one too. Give Tony a call at 956-363-7195.
If they don't answer right away, just leave a message or try again because they are super busy. Things are really ramping up.
Yeah,
people are busy building houses. Like they said, they do commercial work too.
What I did hear that they got a big contract, and I'm not sure if I'm laying the cattle back, but they recently are helping in the Edinburgh courthouse building those three-level parking lots, and concrete company got it. So big shout out to those guys, man, doing great jobs out there. Thank you so much
for your
sponsors,
yeah,
man. Another big shout out to Pandora's Box. If you're looking to get a tattoo, guys, go with Freddie Hanna in Edinburgh, Texas, guys. He's a great tattoo artist. He's done wonders with a custom tattoo with me here, and basically a walking billboard for him. But great guy, man. Hit him up. I know they hold church readings on Wednesdays.
Yes,
Wednesday nights. Yes. If you're interested in that, go out there and have some fun with him, man. You glad?
They're not going to throw it in your face if you go get a tattoo. It's completely optional.
Yeah.
And, if you want to participate, by all means, just come on in.
And now sponsors that have been helping out with our promotional poster that's out there. Big shout out to Valley Trophies LLC. Thank you so much for promoting us out there, man. You're looking for a trophy for your fantasy football.
Yes.
These are the guys you want to go to. Also, a big shout out to Extreme Nutrition LLC, north of Wesseg off the expressway. Big shout out to them for promoting our promotional poster out there.
Absolutely.
Big, great guys out there. Also, if you're down, we got Texas Toke Smoke Shop down the street right next to us, man. Smells it. I'm seeing eyes over here across from me. Ladies, tax season is coming up. We can't play around with recreational smoke.
Tax season is about to get lit.
All right. Or unless it's going to improve what I'm getting back, then light it up. head on down. Big thank you to those guys, man, helping us out promote our poster. Much love to you guys. And last but not least, our old stomping ground, Gallery Cactus, down the street here on Texas Boulevard, Crafts, Memorabilia, and Vintage. These guys are great. Live music on Saturdays and Fridays. Go check that out, man. Also, don't forget, next Thursday, Fresco's right there again. That's all right. Over again. So come and enjoy the festivities. Thursday night, it starts at 6 o'clock, ends at 9 or 10. It depends how long the music is going for the rest of the night. Big shout out to all our sponsors. And if you're interested in our caps, guys, we do have our caps for sale online. That's the price we have online. But if you come live and hit me up and you're from the RGV or you want one mailed out to you, hit us up on our text message on Facebook. We'll work something out. We'll get them a little bit less than that. Well, I mean, shipping and handling will be totally different, but we got you. Don't worry about it.
Big shout please out to you. Buy the merch for the love of God.
We have so much.
I am tired of wiping my butt with t-shirts.
Oh, the agony. Trust me, if you get one of those, it's a keeper. But back with the ladies here on the podcast. Being in the Halloween festivities, guys, I know last week we talked about horror films, favorite horror films. And I know Ms. Casas was terrified of The Exorcist. So, and I'm so upset at
they were all terrified of The Exorcist.
Mr. Torino, Killer Clowns in Outer Space is an Oscar Academy Award movie. All right? Best movie ever made, sir.
It was.
How dare you?
It's Schindler's List. It really is.
Yes, it is.
It touched many of people.
Really?
Yeah.
But going out to the ladies over here, starting from my right, your left, favorite scary movie? Come on now.
Dun, dun, dun.
Jaws. All right. The Conjuring.
I recently saw The Conjuring, but I like the first one.
The first one.
Okay. The latest one was kind of like, I already knew, like, it's like already like predictable what's going to happen.
Right, right.
That's the thing about these movies, the franchises. Yeah. Once you know what's going to happen.
The first one is like the best one.
Yeah.
And I actually came back from Vegas a couple of months ago, and I went to the Zach Gibbons, that's what his name, the haunted house over there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I am so jealous right now, man.
That guy's going to hell. He's kidding.
No, yeah, it was pretty crazy. I was like, what? Yeah, my boyfriend took me there, and I was like, what is this? What did you bring me to?
At least send me a text toe shop before we go there, right?
Right? No, I probably would have been like hiding in the corner somewhere. Like,
she's part of the show. Just keep walking.
Yes. No, there was this one room where it was like it's a bunch of different rooms and they all have different themes of horror themes. Like,
right. Yeah.
And one of them was about the exorcism of Emily Rose. Like, it was this like dark room. The whole house is dark, and then they had like live footage of her, like of her when she was possessed.
Yes.
So I'm in this room. I'm hearing all these crazy things, and they're like, "Oh, you guys get the VIP access where there's like a little tunnel go through to go to the following room." And I was like, I squatted down, and it's like pitch black, and I was like,
I'll take the long road.
I was like, no, I'm out of here. I'm going through the hallway, even though the hallways is creepy, but not
as a flashlight.
And so I'm like, right, I go to the other room and I'm waiting. My boyfriend's like, I'm going to go through the tunnel. And I was like, you're on your own. Maybe I'll see you after this. I don't know.
Right.
Aren't there like carnivals and strippers and stuff?
And under that tunnel.
Why did you go to the haunted house?
Okay.
So I'm going to the next room, right? And there's a girl in front of me and I feel somebody grab my hand. And I'm like, oh, maybe it's the person in front of me like accidentally touched me.
Right.
And I look and she has her hands right next to each other. So I'm like, what? Whose hand is this? And it was like, we were coming out of the tunnel and grabbed my hand. And I.
That was the scariest part.
Yeah.
When her boyfriend grabbed her hand.
Peaches.
Right. I was like, la la la, this is amazing. And then that part, I was like, I yelled. I was like, oh my god! The hostess that was like giving us a tour, she was thought it was hilarious.
Like almost fainted there.
She's on the floor.
But it was all lovely. The best part was when I exited out.
Right. No kidding. Let's go to the bar, babe.
Since I was little, I used to always watch scary movies. Like me and my little brother would watch the exorcism movies.
Yeah.
And then when I got pregnant for my son, I could not watch scary movies. I was like terrified for my life. I don't know what it was, but it was my son, obviously.
It's someone yanking saying, don't do it. No. Either you want me to come up early, don't do it.
And so after that, I kind of just, I watch scary movies, but it's not like, I live for scary movies.
Right. What about yours?
I don't know. I'm thinking, I'm like, I don't know what scary movies I like. I like old movies, Stephen King movies.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Cujo. Cool. Not even a scary movie.
No, at the age that I saw it, it was kind of scary.
It's scary enough, yeah.
Cujo, about a big old dog gets bit in the nose by a bat, and he gets
rabies
and he just goes
the
nuts.
The crow. Or what is it?
Oh, the crow.
The crow.
Yeah. The crow. Yeah, Brandon Lee scared the crap out of me.
Terrified
to this day.
Yes.
But so seriously, Cujo?
Yeah. Cujo. One of my favorite movies. Of a dog with rabies. I was a kid, I guess. I was terrified of the dog back then.
Chew. When we do our taxes, we bring St. Bernard with us, okay?
You bring a St. Bernard with us.
I don't watch scary movies because
she's terrified.
I was being haunted for like 2.5 years and I stopped watching scary movies. Yeah.
Sure you was.
Like I had never experienced
that. Whoa, time out. Time out.
It's about to turn into the night.
It's gonna get
time
interesting. It's gonna get really interesting right now.
Can we get the paranormal crew?
Someone call paranormal. Revan, watch. Are you watching? Come over right now.
Yes. Whatever's haunting her is in her body. That's she's being acting crazy.
Okay. Never mind.
It's in the house. We still have that house. So
tell us an experience.
So, I would always watch scary movies. I was never scared of nothing. And I had to sleep with like every single light in the house on. Mm-hmm. The TV, everything. Like, I couldn't. And then I watched that movie. What was it called? It was about, I don't even remember the name. That's how scared I was. I tried to like block it out of my brain.
I do that. Mm-hmm.
It was like a video camera. And the girl put a video camera at night to record herself.
The Blair Witch Project.
Paranormal activity
was
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
That like there was like hook. Like,
oh, footprints. Oh, footprints. The
yeah. Key
yeah.
Hole there.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I watched that movie, like I was so scared.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like terrified. Mm-hmm. I never felt that scared with no movies.
Yeah.
Like that I've watched.
Right.
Well, in my house, you know, when I was married to this. To a person that I'm not married to no more.
Can I say the name?
Where's my sensor button?
An entity.
No, and he had a lot of like, entity, yeah. You know, problems.
All right.
You know,
all
in
right.
His life.
All right.
Alcohol, everything. And not me. Yeah. I worked, took care of my kids, came back. And
well,
I never had no issues. And then just one day, like something started following me around. Hmm. You know, my house. I could feel it like following me around. I could hear it at night. Mm-hmm. As soon as I closed my eyes, I felt it there. So I just stopped sleeping. And then I had like five sleep paralysis experiences.
Oh, my goodness.
Back to back to back. When I had like experienced like one throughout my whole life, it just started happening. So I started sleeping in the living room.
Wow.
Yes. It was like, it was horrible. Horrible. Like I couldn't sleep. I couldn't even go home. I'd call my, if nobody
she
was in my house.
Call me in the middle of the night. Can you come to my house? I'm like, hell no, your house. I'm like, you come to my house. Why am I going to go to your haunted house? Hell no.
I'd be there with every single light on. Everything. All the rooms.
I'm being shot at. Can you come over to my house? What? No.
No.
Come
be with me.
Come
let's be here together.
I've got enough
no.
Best for everybody. Come on.
Let's be friends. Yeah,
together. But wow. It was really bad. And it lasted like 2.5 years. It was horrible. I couldn't sleep.
Wow.
I was every religion. Catholic, Baptist, Pentecostal. Like I had holy water, holy oil, a rosary. Yes. All of it. I didn't like, I was always here because this house that I lived in was outside the city limit. So I had like a shotgun. Like somebody comes in here, I'm going to blast them. You guys run, hide in this vent that we had for the AC with my kids. Because I have five kids. So, you know, at one point they were all little at the same time.
Right. Yes, that was the scariest thing you said.
I got a bad visual. Right now. See, I was Catholic. I was little. I can't imagine. Can you come? Yes. Oh, hell no. Try another religion. Let's go.
Yeah. Yep. I was like, I had everybody there praying for me.
Hasta la curandera. No, mija, no, no puedo, no puedo. No puedo. No, but mándame el pago por cash app.
And that's because of someone else's demons.
Yeah.
Well, following me.
It's funny. I have heard stories that stuff like that tends to attach itself where.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Less vulnerable. They attach to people that are more less
that's
vulnerable.
That's what I think happened to me because there was a death right before that happened. And it was, you know, from my husband's ex-husband's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a lot of, like, he crashed and was on drugs and it was real bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my ex-husband's long, long, long time friend, like childhood mm-hmm. friend.
Okay.
So he took it real bad. He drank a bottle of all this liquor, and then even when I drive by, I did a drive by. It was so bad.
Whoa,
bad.
Whoa.
It was bad. Wow. And I was over there, you know, work, minding my business. Like, you know, he had a lot of problems, but then, like, all of a sudden, whatever it was that was, you know, tormenting him,
mm-hmm.
you know, started trying just tormenting me, like scaring me.
Wow.
Like, and wake me up. One time I woke up. And I thought I was the only one that had, like, I was like, I'm losing my mind because I don't sleep because I never slept. I'd sleep like an hour, wake up, sleep another
right,
hour,
right.
wake up with my rosary, my Bible, my holy water in the living room.
She's watching, for real.
Yes, in the living room. I couldn't. I go sleep at my sister's house, at my mom's house. Like, damn, like, I was calling my great grandma, pray for me, grandma. Oh, she was like, ah, you know what?
I didn't know Diana Los Muertos was already here.
And my dad,
wow.
You know, my dad, All his family's from Guadalajara, Jalisco. They have a lot of, you know, like, over there in Guadalajara, there's like la noche del, at midnight or a certain amount of night, yeah, you can't go outside. Because pasa la carretilla de la muerte.
Oh, and, I've heard of
yeah,
before.
So they, my dad's like, cuando no te puedes mover, and you're there with your sleep paralysis, dile que se va. And, yeah. And
don't
I
worry,
did.
You can whisper, we still got it.
Oh, okay. So I tried everything. Like, I was, like, doing all that with my dad's remedies.
Right.
And he spent the night one time at my house in the living room. And he's like, something was going on in your kitchen. And I was like, what? And then he was like, the drawers. Mm-hmm. He's like, they were shaking. And I'm like, the spoons and all that. And I'm like, I've been checking it. I thought it was like a big ass rat. Right? There's a rat in there.
Right.
I think I was more scared of the memory of a rat than.
Yeah.
Like, please let there be a rat. But it wasn't a rat. It wasn't. And that what is happening all the time. And it's a wooden house.
Right.
So, you know, my ex is going to be like, it's the floor. It's. I'm like, no. I hear like, dun, 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 dun.
Somebody run by.
And I was like the girl from Scream. Like, terrified.
What are you waiting for? She went outside and she's like, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
That made the clip, guys. Oh, yeah. My God.
So from there on, my dad told me, do not watch any more scary movies.
Right.
Like, yeah. You're just opening all these doors. You don't have good, you know, vibes around
vibes,
you.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, stay away from all that. Don't watch any scary movie. And I don't. Like, even a commercial, I'm like, oh, like, that's good. No, I'm scary. A scary commercial.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's the scariest. That's another fear.
That's another nightmare that I'm going
through. Texas Roadhouse has a special. Oh, no.
She's there for those.
That's awesome. I mean, not awesome, but that's experiencing that.
To see
it. I mean, I've heard my grandmother would always tell us stories when she would go and visit her uncles in Mexico and stuff like that. And there's one that stuck with me since I was a kid. My brother and I, when my grandmother told us this story, it was crazy about the lechuzas. Mm-hmm. And
what time is going to the lechuzas?
Well, the thing was that supposedly my grandma's uncle was very, very sick, and his wife, because a lo mejor es una lechuza que está doing something to you, y es el otro, blah, blah. So my grandmother was, ¿qué vamos a hacer? We're gonna see if we can find her. Like, all right, whatever. So they were out there walking around, de repente que pasa una arriba. So they all run inside, and they're like, it's a little shack. You see my grandma, que era un little shack, aluminum shack, back in the day. Y de repente you could hear the wings on top of the the roof. It would click or clanging the claws and everything. So what my grandma was telling me, that my great uncle, he had a bowl of holy water, and he had a handkerchief. He dipped the handkerchief in the holy water and started tying up knots and saying the Hail Marys backwards. And while he's doing that, my grandma, she says, "Y te digo la verdad, mijo, eso es lo que pasó." I'm like, I'm I'm like 12 years old. Like, okay, grandma, whatever you say. And my brother's like, oh my God, this is actually happening. So I'm like, I'm the tough one. My brother's freaking out. But when she tells me, in the corner of the room, you could see a lady come out of the shadows. She just comes out, long hair, her arms are like, she has no top. She's leaking milk. She had just given birth to a baby. And my uncle was talking to her. My great uncle talking to me, goes, "Why are you doing this to me? He goes, either I kill you here, or I let you go and leave me alone." Mm-hmm. And he goes, "No," and she was pleading for her life. "No, don't kill me. I just have a brand new baby. I won't bother you anymore." Blah, blah, blah. So my grandfather just let her go. Urban legend has it, when my grandmother says, about a couple of weeks later, he started feeling better. He went into town and sure enough saw her pushing a stroller with the baby.
With the baby.
I'm all like, that's when I'm like, holy shit. Really? Wow. And my grandma, the way she would tell it, you know, it was like, that's some scary shit. That is some scary shit. So, but, I mean, we all grew up in a family, being Latino, the Latino heritage, we always have the stories of La Lechuza, La Llorona,
La Llorona,
La Mano Pachona, you know, all that stuff. I mean, did your parents tell you those kind of stories growing up? What was one that would terrify you?
My mom, Luna. Whenever I would cry, she'd be like, "Mira la luna, se va a caer."
That was my mom.
Yes, that was
the. No, my mom, like to this day, I cannot sleep without covering my feet. Because she's like, "Te duermes, Lizet, o te va a jalar el diablo las patas en la noche."
Yes.
They're like, sweating with my feet covered.
That's why you sleep.
That's how you know she was the bad one, right?
Yeah.
That's how you know she was the bad one, because I only want to jalar las patas.
Me and her share the room, and she'd talk in her sleep and sit down.
Oh,
she was like, I was like, oh my God.
So did she. She just didn't know it, but yes.
What?
Yeah.
This podcast just went left field.
Yeah.
We got people who freeze when they sleep. We got people who sip and talk while they sleep.
Thank you.
And we got people who are grabbing hands in a haunted house and she freaks out.
Yeah.
Wow. So that, I mean.
You know, I sleep when I sleep, so I don't know if anyone does that anymore. But
yeah, right. I know we had. I know it's funny. This is totally breaking not the fourth wall, but outside the podcast. When I see you here, mm-hmm. when I come by, I say hello every time I come for lunch. I was talking to which is the one that has the mirrors.
Me, this one.
The mirrors on the wall.
Weird walls and mirrors.
We were talking about that.
Mirrors.
She has a hallway, ladies and gentlemen. She has a hallway of mirrors facing each other.
Yeah, and every single door. Just everywhere.
Dude.
Because I'm a mirror collector.
That's not a thing?
No, man.
Because I don't believe in that. I don't believe spirits come through mirrors. But that's my belief.
Right.
So I feel like if you don't believe it, like you don't manifest
right.
it.
Right, right.
But if you believe it.
Oh, but you believe in manifesting.
This girl, don't get her started on manifestation. Saca la
water. Is that Ouija board?
Yeah. No.
Okay, let's not go too far.
No. She makes the water a cinnamon water.
What?
Her cinnamon
we
water, she manifests
to the mirror.
Chew.
We're manifesting.
Chew. Give her your can.
Yeah, but
no,
I have a bunch of mirrors.
Where's the cinnamon water coming from? No. No. Let's switch the conversation up.
It's right there in her purse.
No, but I mean, having mirrors, you know, that it depends on your intentions. If you want to talk to spirits through them,
yeah,
but if you they can also, they reflect light, and they, you know, it's a lot of religions use mirrors, you know, because they reflect light. And, you know.
I just like to look at myself at every angle when
me
I'm walking
too.
In my house.
No. You don't need to explain to me. I love a good full-length mirror. Like, I have never met a reflection of myself that I don't enjoy.
That I don't enjoy.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm not enjoying this picture right now.
I can hear you.
Yeah, I wish you could read my thoughts, but
ew, that's disgusting.
Wow, you are gifted. No, but that's crazy. I mean, you got to send us a picture of that. I would love to post that on our Facebook page there in our tuning podcast.
She also has one in the ceiling.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Stop everything.
Let me introduce you to my brother's podcast.
Talk about that.
She likes to look at the bed to make sure that it's not made up.
Yeah.
That it's
wow.
So,
yeah. Wow.
Because
okay.
when I'm
That's
making my bed,
is.
I want to make sure like every corner is pulled, or that nothing's gonna come out from under the bed. Under the bed.
Bounce a quarter on that sucker. Yeah, we're good.
No, and I'm always like, every time I go to, because I love thrifty.
Yeah.
Every time I go to the thrift store, I'm like, oh, look at the mirror, look at the mirror. My wife is like, please, no more mirrors. I'm like, why? I love mirrors.
He's a little joker. No more closed doors. No more closed doors.
And he believes in that whole mirror thing. He's like, oh my God. I'm just like, whatever.
He was the one here earlier, right?
Yeah.
We have a talk with that guy in a minute. For some reason, just say a thief came in and took them all. But that's the only thing they took.
All the mirrors. They took with your mirrors.
You know what this means? Mirror shopping.
Yes.
Yeah. Just just tell him not to talk to anybody in the mirror. All right, just walk away from him.
I already do it.
That's crazy. They used to tell us in high school, stand in front of a mirror and say,
Bloody Mary. Oh my gosh.
And throw water and turn the light on and off.
I'm still waiting.
They did that when we were little. My mom was like, what the hell? She's just sitting there throwing water.
It's usually the older crowd, they're like, estás loca? That's freaking nuts, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, in the spirit of Halloween, I want to add on a little bit of that, because I mean, it's like, yeah, this in particular, like paranormal stuff that happens and stuff like that, you know, it's kind of nuts. Especially it gets even more aroused during the Halloween time, man, because it you know,
can stuff you use another word than aroused?
No, that's the best word to use. It is, because it scares the shit out of me sometimes, dude. Now, but and consider that this hotel.
So does taxes, dude.
Well, taxes scare the relieving crap out of me.
Honestly, when we look,
we also file in the spirit of Halloween dead people's taxes.
What?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Somebody died. I want to hear this.
Shut your mouth.
Okay.
Shut your mouth. Tell me. Come on.
So we're working on two. We have two customers that passed away, and we're working on their taxes, but. You know, we have to get all the paperwork from whoever's going to get the money.
Right.
You know, send it to the IRS and all that. But we, you know, just because you die doesn't mean that
you can't file your taxes.
You're not out.
If you do a refund, we'll get it for you. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds about it. Taxes.
That's crazy. Yeah. So you do that also.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's nuts.
I would have thought like
Darren and I were going to help you.
God bless. Apparently not even dead.
You have to talk to your sister.
Somebody should talk to my sister.
Oh my gosh, dude, that's nuts. I mean, I
did not expect that.
Yeah, it came out of the field. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
I still love you though.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. But no, it's crazy that you talk about that, because yeah, that's something that, you know, it doesn't stop at any point. And I know
it just goes to show you, like, there really does need to be better planning.
Yeah.
In families, because I know like it happened to me. Mm-hmm. Like, we just talked about it, and my parents did, like, you know, the bare minimum, but mm-hmm. it wasn't really like planned out well, so now I have to deal with the consequences of that.
Right.
And if there had been a service like this more, you know, available,
mm-hmm.
and my parents weren't, you know, batshit crazy, it would have been great to take advantage of this, because it really does help having someone who's knowledgeable and, you know, trustworthy.
Yes.
In these situations to like help plan that out, you know. What are we going to do with any back taxes that are owed? You know, what taxes do we, what's going to happen when, you know, someone passes away? Who's going to get the property? Who's going to be, because mm-hmm. how many families out there, like,
oh,
you know.
It gets dirty, dude.
Yeah,
it gets dirty.
Yeah, the family, you know, the father or the mother, somebody has a piece of property, and, you know, there's four kids, and when they die, like, no, it's para los niños, but there's nothing written down. So
exactly.
Like everyone's fighting for their peace. Everyone's,
right.
You know, it would be nice to have something like this, a service like this, to help get that settled.
As far as, I mean, I know it's all in one, but do you all touch base like in wills and stuff like that also?
Yeah.
Really?
We've actually, just like you mentioned, somebody's prepared their paperwork. She's getting a reading because something happened. So she's like, when I die, this property belongs to this person. And if she's not of age yet, then it goes to this person, and
right.
they can't sell it. And, you know, we follow the paperwork and you see it filed with the.
Wow. Yeah, because it really is just that common. Because, you know, my provider, she was telling me about what's going on in her life, and that's the exact situation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We also starting a provider services.
Yes.
Also.
Oh,
That's a whole other company.
That's another company.
Come work with us.
That's the other office next.
You hire her, she'll bring her mirrors.
She'll bring her mirrors.
Bring them, whatever. You can look at yourself while we're doing the paperwork.
Your face says it all. Right there.
You're gonna bring your provider along.
do you also do roofing?
Yeah, we can.
I think Onora Construction does.
Yes,
he was my contractor.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Well, there you go. There you go. Yeah. Satisfied customer, yes, man, right there. That's the gym.
Wait,
yes.
Satisfied customer. Yes, sir. Okay.
We also work out at the same gym.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So not only that, All in One provides so many services. Look at that, man. They offer the taxes.
All in One.
They get the permits. You can get your paperwork done for help get your citizenship. All they need is a dentistry. Then you get your taxes, get your paperwork done, get your teeth pulled.
We'll do it.
We can help you get that.
You want some more dentistry?
You want to decorate your house?
Oh, she also has a photography business.
I'm
a photographer as well.
Yes.
Yeah, she has her
family portraits.
Damn downstairs.
First floor.
Yes.
You're going to need to take up the old ballroom or the bar.
The second floor?
The sweat there?
Rumor has it, I think it's already rented out.
Is it?
Yeah. We were already discussing what else to do downstairs. And,
right.
Yeah.
Well, it is available, and it is quite lonely down there now.
Yeah. So especially when you're here by yourself and there's no music when you walk out.
Right.
You obviously hear all the creaks and noises when you're walking out.
Hello?
Hello?
Are those the voices in my head?
Is that you again? Are you?
Roy? Hello.
Okay,
to the mannequin, that's his name.
Okay, that's Roy. Personal.
I thought it was a Halloween decoration. I was like,
Jeeves on the second floor?
What's his name?
I call him Jeeves every time I walk in.
The lady that his name's Roy.
Told me that his name's Roy. Well, was Roy.
Well, was Roy, but did he get his name changed?
No, they turned him into a mannequin when he was. So apparently, yeah.
They said that it was a former employee of the building.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what they told us.
And then lying to
you. Ladies and gentlemen, at the Villa Cortez, we have podcasting, taxes, and a taxidermy.
Well, we didn't do it.
That's the only thing we won't do.
Well, there is a reason why.
We'll stuff your pockets, but we won't stuff you.
Exactly. Or will we?
Or will we?
Y'all hear that.
Ladies, I want to say thank you for coming to the podcast. I appreciate you guys taking the time out, come a little fun with us here. I know we're neighbors, and it's awesome knowing that we have somebody next door now. Not only does taxes, but maybe in the future, help us out a little bit with down the line with the
LLC. About a lot of people, too. There's a lot of these situations that, like I said, a lot of families are in that could use their help.
Yeah, big time, big time. Social media is on all the ladies. Go ahead and let us know what we can find you and everything. Go ahead.
Come on.
Y'all.
Okay, so I have my social media for my photography studio.
Go ahead.
Still building everything else for the all-in-one tax.net is our website. www.allinonetax.net. You can come in, schedule your appointment with us there. You need to reach us. You can also go to anagarzaphotography.com. Reach me or Susie. We're all available. All our emails are there. We have
credit book an appointment service with us. Send us a message. Call us, whatever.
Smoke signals, we'll be here.
Yes. Can people walk in? Or?
Yes. Walk-ins are welcome.
Okay.
We, again, also have a credit repair service. So debthappens.com. You can also reach us there if you need to clear your credit.
It's because they ask us for all this.
Yes.
Do you guys repair credit? Can you change my registration? It's all double written. And then, yes, we could do that too. You know, anything that needs to be notarized. Any power of attorneys, you know, your baby mama, tejo niño, and took off for 5 days. Come over here.
We'll
give you a power of attorney, you know. Wow. Take it to court.
Yes.
Otra vez, you know, but
see, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
We'll figure it out. So don't worry.
Great.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys are watching on the screen right now, we have the QR code for you guys to scan right there for you guys. Click on that. It'll take you straight to their website so you can get all that great information that they offer. The ladies are hardworking ladies, and they're at it 24/7 as much as they can. If you cannot get in touch with them, it's because they're very busy. Don't be afraid to come on by, knock on the door. Oh, I sound like a three's company there. Yeah, well, there are three of them there. Come and knock on that door. Just come on by, knock on the door, see if they're home here in their office, and they'll gladly help you out, man.
Or visit our neighbor. Yeah. Or just let us know you came by.
Yeah.
And we're also very funny. Yes. So you will have a dull moment.
We can tell. We can tell.
I bet they'll have a lot more stories.
Oh, yeah.
If this podcast was 2 hours, we would have a lot of stories.
We need an LLC first.
Yeah, we definitely need an LLC first. Ladies, thank you so much for coming to the podcast.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for the invitation.
Anything that big coming up ahead for December, any little coupons available, just let us know. Hit us up, and we'll gladly mention here in the podcast.
Anything starts happening January 2nd, again, let us know, and we'll...
I figured out who I'm going to give these corn maze tickets to. Somebody loves mazes and likes to go to haunted things. I'm going to give it to a young lady right over there. We'll see you there after the show.
We actually have another story about the Donna maze.
No. That one's after
the show. Is it a special corner in the way in the back? Forget it. We know.
Was that the mysterious smoke that was coming in the back?
No.
Funny smell?
No, that was something else.
She's laughing too hard because I can't hear her.
Yeah. I think you
had
plead the fifth.
Very good. The fifth. Anyways, no, guys, thank you so much, man, for coming on. Having a good time with us, man. I appreciate you guys.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our podcast tonight. 1 hour and 5 minutes. Not bad.
Not bad.
Good episode. Yeah. Oh, by the way, our episode came up on the New York Network podcast for the South Texas STV episode from last week.
Okay.
It was picked by the staff as one of the favorites, and it's up and running there on that World Network podcast.
Really?
So we're on there. Yeah, and so was a lot of other ones were out there too, man. So that's a big plus for us, man. We appreciate everybody that tunes in and listens to us.
Yeah.
Spotify.
I'm sure the SCVT crew will be happy to hear
that.
Yeah,
they were very happy when I let them know, guys.
Excellent.
But other than that, Chu, what do you think about today's episode, man?
Very enlightening for more than one reason.
Why?
Not just taxes, but apparently some very erotic stories that we're going to talk about. I'm sorry, mirrors above the bed.
Like that's something that they're going to have to come talk to my brother for the Cheeseman, Cafe Cheeseman podcast. They're going to have to figure out. They need to get in contact with them so they can come and talk about that.
Because they're also paranormal investigators.
Yeah,
too, so
there's one that actually does paranormal.
But if they say they need to investigate your underwear drawer now, don't believe it.
Make sure they have their LLC. It's funny because we're talking, they're trying to whisper, and they don't know that their mics are off, so they can talk.
You can talk freely.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Tune in next week. We have a special guest coming down from Houston, Texas. We had mentioned this last month, I think it was, or in September. We are going to be featured in a Chicano Life magazine.
Yeah.
So we are going to be, hopefully, when she comes down, she will have the actual, what are we talking about?
The actual
magazine website ready up and running. But anyways, man, I will let you know the exact date, because I'm not sure if it's going to be Tuesday or Thursday. I will let you know through the week. Just stay tuned. We will get to you ASAP and let you know when that happens.
Yes.
Sign us off, Chu.
I've been Chu.
And we will see you next week. Trust me, it's going to be a good episode. It's going to be a lot of fun. And like always, guys.
It's going to be mostly about me.
Whatever. Later, Gators. Peace out.
Good night, everybody.